Hello and welcome to another episode of Beer Ship Space City. My name's Marty, and with me as always is probably pretty much the coolest dude in the world. A guy that I worship his very heels and kiss the ground that he walks on, Engineer Denny. Hello. And also with me is Larry.
How's it going?
And Ryan.
Sup, dude.
And yeah, so what are you guys up to today?
I'm just getting ready because I know what's around the corner. There's a brisk chill in the air. The smell of pumpkin pie is...
Oh, do explain.
Well, you know, trees decide that they don't like the color of their leaves, so they squeeze real hard until the leaf color changes. And then,
well, they see the September issue of Vogue, and they're like, oh, red is in.
That's science.
Yeah.
Plants are people.
Chlorophyll.
Yeah,
it's more like chlorophyll.
Chloroform for me.
Yeah, you're more into that stuff. Yeah. But
to myself.
Really?
Yeah. I just hold a rag up to my own face.
While you're doing it, or just...
Just for fun.
Oh, okay.
There's pretty much pumpkins in everything.
You're a pumpkin spice girl, aren't you?
Yeah.
You're a pumpkin spice latte girl.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
With his Ugg boots.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. Ugg boots. You
are... Yoga pants.
Like, everything that white people like, you are right up in there.
Mm-hmm.
I did see pumpkin spice Oreos the other day.
Sounds delicious.
Sounds like it could be awful.
Yeah, it tastes like all that pumpkin spice stuff tastes like you're eating a Yankee candle.
It kind of does. Well, maybe are you eating an actual pumpkin spice Yankee candle?
Yeah, they're not bad.
That could be the problem. Yeah,
not bad.
They're probably better than the Oreos.
I would better for you.
They also had pumpkin spice M&Ms.
You know, the funny thing about seasons is that they change quite frequently, but not in Michigan.
Here we go.
So I have a little bit of a story. I thought I would share.
Grab a good book.
When I was young.
Light a candle.
If you need to use the bathroom, now's the time.
My mom
used to take me to an apple orchard. And this wasn't a normal apple orchard. It was one of three apple orchards.
Oh boy.
That we would go to.
We're going in deep.
And I had a friend, his name was, God,
doesn't matter.
His name was God?
No. Wow, you have some powerful friends in high places.
Well, he does live in Hudsonville. Local humor.
Yeah, it's God's vacation country.
Yeah.
It's like his Kenny Bunkport.
That's in Maine, isn't it?
I believe it is. Yeah.
I lived there once. Actually, I have a story about that, too. But anyway, so the fall leaf smell is in my nose. It makes me want to get story-driven and tell many a pitchforkian story. I'm getting off track, but I want to circle back to something that we mentioned about pumpkin spice. Do you guys like the there's the
pumpkin spices.
He's into fruit.
Yep. He's not going to go to
the other. But
honey, are you okay? You were stirring quite a bit.
I'm sweating, babe.
Did you have a bad dream? Please tell me all about it.
Yeah, it was weird. I was doing a podcast.
But what was your mom doing, and who else were you with? What color were the trees?
Well, it was the
I want to know every detail.
I love that you listen to my stories, Mom. It's great.
You're so detailed. I love them very much. But isn't it about time for you to meet up with Larry and Marty and do your podcast?
Oh, yeah, that's right. I love that show. I got plenty of ideas for that show, and I love that you support that show, Mom.
Okay, well, I made you a sandwich, and I cut the crust off just like you like.
You're the best.
Hop in the station wagon. You can even ride in the back seat that faces towards the back.
Oh, joy! Is my Game Genie all charged up in the back?
Game genies don't have chargers, dum-dum.
Oh, well, that's what I just call my PlayStation.
Hop in. We'll pick up Larry and Marty on the way.
Yay!
Likes accidents. Grumpy cat likes ugly people. Grumpy cat likes terrorists. Grumpy cat likes Adolf Hitler. Grumpy cat likes KKK. Grumpy cat likes genocide. Grumpy cat likes drunken hobos. Grumpy cat likes...
Welcome to the Cat's Pajamas Show. I'm your host, Ryan. With me, as always, is my main dudes, Larry.
What's up?
And Marty.
Hi.
And as always, thanks for the perfect theme, engineer Rennie. So
best engineer in the business.
Pretty much. We love him.
Yeah.
We do. We raise our cat's milk cups and jest to him. Ingest? I'm already off on the wrong paw. Anyways, Larry.
Yeah.
What do you know about cat's pajamas?
They come in various sizes. Personally, I get the onesies for my cat.
Perfect. Yeah.
Indeed.
Marty, did you say that you had a little bit of something that happened this week, a little story you wanted to tell
you know,
about your kitty?
Growing up, when I was 8,
here we go.
You know, I lived with my parents and we had this cat named Mr. Fluffles. And Mr. Fluffles was like an orange tabby cat. And he really liked to play with this mouse who we called Howard.
God, you were going to fire him.
Now, it was the fall time and my Aunt Judy was over.
Oh, God.
And Mr. Fluffles came and was playing with Howard. And we were watching Sleeping Beauty on the TV.
Oh, Lord.
And I was sitting in the green chair.
We're in deep.
And
now.
Mr. Fluffles played with Howard. And my Aunt Judy was allergic, so she was sniffling. And I remember she went to the bathroom and grabbed a Kleenex. And then we had chicken thighs for dinner.
Did you just. Chicken?
Chicken thighs.
Yeah, what? That's chicken thighs. That's what we had for dinner.
Oh, Lord. Larry,
yeah,
God
yeah.
save us.
I just don't what I don't know what you guys what
look.
The deal is.
The thing is, when you start to go off on your stories, they just don't seem to have an aim to them. They just
Marty, do you think before you talk? Because honestly, sometimes I don't even know where you're going.
Well, when you have 9 kids. And you go to Dan's minivans. It's, you know.
Your stream of consciousness is unconscious.
It makes us unconscious. But we love you still.
We do.
I don't know what you're talking about.
Anyway, so my cat this week, I realized, likes to eat plastic.
How is Professor Fuzzy Bottom?
Professor Fuzzy Bottom's doing great. Actually, we like to accessorize this time of year.
Yeah, of course.
Give him the pumpkin spice collar so that he, you know, can attract all the ladies.
Kitty Ugg boots?
Exactly. Kitty yoga pants. We outfit him with the finest of the finest.
Sexy.
Yeah. Well, anyway, so I was thinking,
is that a hairball in your throat?
Yeah.
Cat got your tongue?
Indeed. So I was thinking, fellas, it's that time of year. What are you doing to prepare for the holiday that's upon us?
Well, when I was 13, I had a cat named Mr. Snuggles.
I tried to get in first, I did.
And Mr. Snuggles was a white cat, and my Aunt Samantha was over, and we were drinking pumpkin spice lattes, and MC Hammer was a video on TV then, and then...
Does it hurt, like, right
she here? Drove an Aerostar van, and then I... didn't drive yet because I was still a teenager, but I did go to school, and I had a friend at school. His name was Patrick, and me and Patrick would sometimes go in the backyard and play on trees and climb them. And then,
Marty, I'm getting a call from somebody who has a
apparently from a team of clowns.
I don't know why you guys don't like my story.
You guys don't know about the song I've been working on?
Record label.
Yeah, hold on. I sent you the file last night, man. What are you talking about? It sounds weird. I don't know. Yeah, I'll call you. I'm doing a show right now. Sorry, folks. Yeah, I've been working on a new thing. I was actually going to play it for you guys.
I think you meant to say sorry for the pause.
When you're good, you're good. No, I wanted to play you guys a quick little snippet of what I've been working on at home in my studio.
Oh, awesome.
Yeah, okay. Right.
I'm excited.
Yeah, for sure.
Here we go.
Sea snails. Sea squirrel. Sea number. Sea snowness. Lovely. Seas. And well.
Pretty impressive. How did you guys manage to get a recording of Tara Reid's vagina?
That was actually kind of frightening. What did you use to record that?
I think
is that what you've been working on?
I think I might have imported the wrong file, fellas. Yeah, maybe there's something wrong with
Larry. You okay?
Engineer Denny.
Hold on.
A little too much coffee. My heart's racing.
You don't look so good, man.
I'll
suck your soul.
What? That was the weirdest burp I've ever heard in my life. I think we should take a break. I think he's going to go to the bathroom.
Some water, I think.
Yeah.
All right. We'll be back on the cat's pajamas. Back, cool kids, with segment two of the Cat's Pajamas podcast. We've each had a glass of water and had some time to reflect and come back.
Larry's still looking a little bit iffy.
He's a little peaked. You know, I honestly don't know what inclined you to want to get a double espresso, a large coffee, and then slam a Red Bull before we started. I thought,
did you call in the pizza?
Yeah,
maybe that'll help once that gets here. We'll get some food in them.
I got the pizza with the calzone wrapped in the middle. So.
Oh, good, good. With the pretzel cheese stuffed crust?
Yes.
And ranch?
Yeah.
Lard,
oh, yeah.
Lard ranch dipping sauce?
I told him just to dump it on every inch.
Larry. A frog in your throat? Another hairball, maybe? Never gets old.
Sorry, guys.
So, should we do Larry's segment?
Oh, yeah. Larry.
Yeah.
Are you prepared for your segment today?
Of course. I'm always prepared.
Okay. Go ahead, my friend.
Okay. The name of this segment is Cat Burglar.
Yeah. Yeah. That's a favorite.
Yeah. And Diddy the Cat.
Oh, God. Lord. Oh, man.
That was a hairball.
Oh, jeez. Dude.
Woo. Larry, whatever you just hacked up, I think it just ran underneath the beanbag chair in the corner.
Maybe it was just that slippery. Have you been eating a lot of jelly beans lately?
Yeah, that's my breakfast.
Oh.
Jelly beans and
could be
chocolate milk.
It looked like jelly beans.
Engineer,
and chocolate milk.
Engineer Rennie, can we get Larry a Ricola?
Stay away, Rennie.
Oh,
it's weird. Like,
face...
I blacked out for a half a second there.
Do you remember what you said?
You had cat
I
eyes.
Said something?
Yeah.
What did I say?
I think everything's coming.
Give me a second.
What? Should we maybe, like, pause and finish the cat burglar section later? We could do it tomorrow. I don't have anything going on tomorrow. I have nothing
Marty,
planned all
this
week.
Is the first episode where I think everything's going
so your time on this earth is limited.
Whoa, okay, that's just weird.
That was like, obviously a cough, Marty. Calm down.
No, I heard something different in there.
Marty! Get a hold of yourself.
I'm sorry, it's just he's...
This is a podcast, goddammit! This is my podcast! I started! I don't need you to do your psychoanalytical bullshit.
Ryan. Three will leave, one will live.
Obvious cough. The man needs a Ricola.
You don't have 9 kids and not be able to tell when somebody's trying to tell you something in their cough.
Marty!
Till 9 becomes 8.
Marty, you're overly dramatic.
There are some weird things happening right now.
No.
I really just wish you would pay attention.
Okay, so we interrupted Larry's immensely popular cat burglar segment.
Yeah, people love it.
Well, they do. And it's catchy. It's catching on. We've went from 2 listeners to 3.5.
Yeah.
Where's the half?
Shorty Pete.
Oh, okay. Gotcha.
He doesn't count himself as a full person.
No, he should, but, you know, his self-esteem is a little...
You know, ever since they started letting little people vote, the world's been a lot better place. So, okay, I'm sorry.
Again?
I'll stop being a negative poopy pants.
Tom Selleck's mustache smells funny.
Well, everybody knows that.
I think Larry's a trooper for getting through this episode with a horrible cold.
I mean, let's let him go. Hopefully Engineer Rennie will be back with that Ricola at some point.
Too. Yeah. Probably. Well, he had to go down to the pantry and fish it out.
Yeah, let me call him. Ricola, Cola, Cola, Cola.
I never say this, but you have a beautiful voice, Marty.
Yeah. I should.
Thanks. You know, when I was a kid, I used to go sing for the church. And, you know, my grandma would bring me there, and she would always wear a fur coat. And I remember the fur coat smelled a lot like mothballs and vanilla.
This actually makes me want to kill myself.
And... and
Marty, I'm getting another phone call. Hold on.
Is that the pizza?
No. Yeah. Yeah. No, everything's going fine.
He's really rude.
Larry, are you okay? You sure?
Yeah, I'm good.
Okay.
It's just a little lightheaded.
No, everything's going to plan.
Yeah, you don't look so hot.
Everything's working.
Your eyes are looking like they're turning into lizardy weird things.
Tonight.
Maybe you just need a Visine or something.
Yeah, I'm sure it was that smoke break I took.
Yeah, it probably didn't help. Also, I mean, have you been checked for emphysema lately? Or that could be why you're coughing so much.
Did you return those videotapes?
I was inoculated before I went to Liberia.
Oh. Wait, you went to Liberia?
Yeah.
Well, I mean, you must be healthy as a horse then.
No.
What could possibly go wrong there?
Is that where you got your nose surgery?
No.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
I was doing my, Doctors with some borders work down there.
Yeah. Doctors with artificial borders?
Yeah.
Interesting.
It'll happen tonight. Did you return those videotapes? I love you. Goodbye.
Was that your mom again?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
The kissy stuff's a little weird.
You don't kiss your mom?
I do, but
shame
not on
you.
Not with full tongue.
It's weird. We're French. Okay. Anyways. That
pizza's here.
Pizza's here. Great. Well, hey,
I'm going to go run down and grab the pizza.
I hope it's extra sausage.
God, Larry, you need something. I'm going to run down and grab the pizza. Okay.
Yeah. So, now that things are starting to go to our plan,
things are going swimmingly.
The blood of the innocents.
We'll run free and red like a river through the town square.
Yes, I know exactly what visuals you're trying to paint, my demon brother. It's hard to stay contained in this human flesh cage.
It's disgusting and doughy and hair in the wrong places. It's
I'll tell you
gross.
What Ryan thinks about pornography way too much. Oh, shit. Here he comes. Quiet.
Hey, guys, I got the pizza. But Engineer Reddy, it looks like he slipped on a bunch of ketchup packets and he fell asleep. So I don't know what the fuck, but I got your Ricola.
Hey.
This is the weirdest part. God, take this Ricola, Larry. You're coughing a lot. The pizza delivery guy said he had a message for you guys.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Yeah, he seemed really mad that I only gave him $1 tip.
Oh.
But he wanted me, and he knew you both by name, which is weird, because you called in the pizza, right, Ryan?
Yeah.
And he said something about, are the Dark Lord and the Stairmaster upstairs? And I said, well,
it's
you
remember we got...
It's by PlayStation name.
No,
I know
the current gen systems.
Oh, no, I thought he was talking about the exercise equipment in the corner. And I mean, we were watching Batman, so that's why I was thinking.
I have exercise equipment.
Yeah, that was a text from him, and he just said, "Ignore whatever that dumb fuck says when he comes up the stairs with your order. I love you guys."
Well, no, he asked if you'd heard of the plan.
Oh, ignore that.
Well, I imagine I just assumed that he meant the Costco deal that you were talking about. You know, the extra service warranty on every TV that you buy at Costco.
Right.
It's a waste of money.
Warranty service.
Yeah.
This episode brought to you by Costco.
Cool. Well, let's take a break and eat our pizza, and maybe we can get our senses back.
We can get lazy-ass Engineer Rennie up off the floor, too. That stupid ass. He smokes way too much opium.
And three will become two.
Hopefully that Ricola kicks in real soon. Let's eat our pizza. We'll let Larry take his Ricola, Cola, Cola. This episode brought to you by Ricola.
We'll be right back with Cat's Pajamas. Welcome back to the Cat's Pajamas Podcast. Good to be back.
Hey.
Yeah.
Feline full?
Feline good. Like, I think I just earned another 8 lives.
Oh. Nice. You look a little better, but you're still...
I feel a little off, but...
You still look a little cold-blooded. I don't... Yeah. Like, your skin's a little bit scaly.
You're gonna need to call Comcast.
So you're not hearing this, Ryan?
Again, just a cough. Marty, you are paranoid. Of all the people I know, you're the most paranoid.
I don't... That was a little bit weird, the way you said that, but...
Nothing's
okay.
Weird about this show. Nothing.
Well, you're right. It's about cats. How can it be weird? But I feel like we're kind of getting beside the point. Like, nobody's really talking about cats this episode.
Well, yeah. You keep telling long, boring-ass stories, and Larry can't get to his cat burglar segment. It's the most popular segment we've ever come up with. It's well constructed. It makes perfect sense.
Perfect.
Perfect. Stop derailing, Marty.
All right, Ryan.
You will be subjected to AT&T's customer service.
You didn't just hear that?
That's a hell of a cold. That, there's a booger in his nose.
You didn't just hear him say something about AT&T customer service. Larry, you are scaring the shit out of me. And I'm sorry, but that's more than a cough.
Your wait time will be 1 hour.
You're not hearing this, Ryan.
Sounds bad. Sounds like the man should have called in sick today, but he came. He came and he came all over this podcast. And you know what?
I'm tired.
Okay, that's... Why don't we just...
I can't stop gritting my teeth at you.
Okay, I can't look at you anymore. Like, you... I think you might be getting whatever Larry's got.
I don't have anything.
Well, I know... Okay. Larry, do
Excuse
your...
Excuse me, may I have a few words with you about our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ?
Oh, my God! Okay, I've got it.
Have you ever been... in a cold?
I've got to go to the bathroom.
No, you don't.
I'll be right back. You guys, I have all to right. I have
go,
to take a
breather. Go, smoke get break. Out of
I'll
my
be,
face.
I'll be right back.
Weirdo. Everything's...
Dude, this is the greatest prank of all time. High five.
Oh, man, we actually connected on that one. We usually miss.
Usually you slap me in the face and I hit your shoulder.
I'm sorry. Well... When he
should we tell him or should
no? Let's just keep building it up. He's I mean, the he's thing really... about it is the thing about it is he's never been in this position no, before.
I know.
It's we great. Usually just let him tell his long stupid stories and then say we love him.
Yeah, right.
And then the thing is, like, the best part. Seriously, Larry, you got to get that checked out, buddy. There's a little half truth to this whole thing.
Yeah.
But anyway, I love it.
Yeah.
I'm so happy. I'm
it's coming just as we
oh,
planned.
Shit. Oh, did you just shut
comes,
the door?
Here comes, here comes, here comes, here comes.
All right, guys. Let's I feel better now. What why is your deal? Let's just power through this, Larry. Please just do your cat burglar segment.
Okay, I will.
Let's
the long awaited cat burglar
yes,
segment.
Let's do it.
You must go down to the DMV to renew
oh
your
my
license.
God. Okay, okay, just do the cat burglar. I know that's so much more than a cough. What is your deal? What is going on with you? What is wrong with you people? Am I in a fucking Halloween house or something? Jesus Christ. Oh no, God, what the fuck? Is that a forked tongue, Larry?
Yes.
Oh my God, what?
Sort of spooky, Marty.
The only place you can buy electronics is Best Buy.
No! If there's a sub-sick joke, you guys need to stop. You guys need to stop this right
Welcome
now.
Welcome to GameStop. Would you like to place a pre-order?
No.
Join our power up club.
Dude,
hey, Marty.
He just vomited all over the studio.
Somebody needs to hold your beard and your hair back.
Oh, my God.
Goodness gracious.
Oh, my goodness.
You put a whole omelet of ham and cheese on top of Daryl Evans.
I'm okay. Okay.
It's pretty good. Still warm.
Jesus, man, it smells like a mortuary in here. Marty.
Maybe,
yeah,
should let him Marty, in on this.
Marty.
What? Let me in on what?
Marty, it was just...
Oh, you fuckers.
You really don't have dirty, to pre-order any games.
Dirty pricks.
Come on.
Come on, man.
Good sport. Be
we
a good
had
sport
to make
here.
The Halloween episode fun.
Come on, was that not a great prank?
The whole idea
Not
is-
to me!
Well, who cares about you?
Marty, calm down. Finish your cup of water.
Look, you... Here, you know as a matter of fact...
My mouth still tastes like puke.
To make this up to you, the rest of the show is yours.
Yeah,
Do
man.
As you please. Tell
really?
A story.
Well, yeah.
You guys and, mean and, that?
Yeah,
we'll absolutely. Listen.
You hate my story.
You have our ears
and?
In your pocket, and I'd like mine back.
Yeah, and all that, right, that
here
was
you go. Little... There might be a little puke on that.
No, we love you, buddy. And truthfully, we do want to listen to what you have to say.
Yes, we do.
This isn't just another prank.
No. We were messing with you. We wanted it to be spooky.
We care about you. Sorry.
Here's a napkin. Buddy.
Oh God, thanks. I can still smell it.
It's a moist toilet.
Oh God, it's in my beard and everything. I must smell awful. I'm sorry, you guys. I need a breath mint or something.
No here. Different.
You know, that's a lot like when I was 3 years old and we had Halloween.
Jesus Christ.
And, you know, my dad would take me trick-or-treating with my aunt Candace.
Of course, Aunt
Candace. Candace story ever end.
We would drive around in a blue Volkswagen. And I was walking with my Aunt Candace, and my dad would drive the Volkswagen, and she was dressed up like a witch. She dressed up like a witch every year.
Witches.
And that year, I think I was Raggedy Ann, and I was
and
walking
it keeps
with
going and going and going.
I was walking with my aunt with my dad driving the blue Volkswagen, and it smelled like pumpkin spice lattes. And so, you know, we went trick or treating on the block, and I know Miss Johnson gave us Snickers. And I loved Snickers, but I usually, you know, whenever we got a York peppermint patty, I would give that to my Aunt Candace because she really liked those. Wow. And then the plan is complete, and things are happening now. I've got you right where I want you. I've lulled you to sleep.
Ryan.
And it is complete.
He won't wake up.
This is happening.
What's happening?
Ryan's asleep.
What's going on here,
dude? Try to move your arm, Larry.
It's... How did you tie it down to the chair?
It's gravity. Devil's gravity.
Not Sandra Bullock's gravity?
That's the centrifugal pull of hell, leaving you in your chair. Try to escape! Try to escape the wrath!
Ryan, help me! Wake
Ryan
up, buddy!
Ryan will wake up, and when he does wake up, he's going to talk like a gremlin. Ryan, wake up.
Hello.
What is going on,
Ryan,
guys?
You are now one of my minions. And we have come to force the reckoning upon the earth.
No, no reckoning.
Yes, the reckoning is coming.
Maybe a reckoning, but not the reckoning.
Your Comcast due his bill, Larry.
Don't come on now. That's not right.
It is time to pay up. You must pay the piper.
No, I did not order that.
I will take your soul now.
Not my soul.
This soul sucks. You can have it back. Ryan, I will take your soul.
No!
And we will play volleyball with
no!
it. Are you ready? I'll spike it right on Larry's head. The plan is complete. I have taken Ryan's soul and spiked it on Larry's head like a volleyball.
That hurt.
All hail Satan! Satan, take me! Take me home! Take me down below at home!
The hell was that, man?
Dude, I don't know.
That was intense.
Yeah. I have, in the time that we've been doing this show, I've never been so freaked out.
I'm still shaking.
Yeah. I peed on your dog. Sorry. That was weird. I don't know.
Sorry, he peed
on you. I felt like
you.
I needed to mark my territory. He's always marking his.
Yeah.
Whew. Well.
I don't know where we go with this podcast from here.
I don't either. Let's just post it and see what happens. Maybe.
Holy shit, what a dream.
Larry, you are shaking. Larry.
Yeah.
I'm scared.
I am too.
Seriously, you were like grabbing things.
Yeah.
And and you were kicking in the air really hard.
Okay, yeah, it's normal.
It's hard to sleep next to a man who grabs things and kicks in the night.
I'm sorry, but that's you know, some people sleep in the fetal position. I sleep in the kung fu position.
You also vomited all over. I didn't want to tell you.
It was a lot of drinks consumed last night. But at least things are... Wait. What's wrong with the... What happened to Daryl Evans' bobblehead?
I don't know. Do you think I keep track of your stupid shit?
This... That is not stupid shit. That is the unofficial mascot of the Beer City Spaceship podcast. And here he lays on the floor with a shattered head. Why, God? Why did you have to take Daryl? Why?
Actually makes me want to kill myself.